Mervyn, the weather, well, I'm sure you're checking Met Office reports. What's the latest for tomorrow and what sort of micro decisions are you making as you get further information?
Well, we get reports from the Met Office in London and those are early reports relating to the actual weather conditions here at Port Stewart itself. So we got the report this morning and we look at that very, very closely. It looks as if we're going to have a bit of rain tomorrow morning around 10, 11, 12 o'clock, and then it's going to break up in the afternoon. It's going to be reasonably dry, so we just have to wait and see how much rain there is. I suppose the biggest problem we have is that the Tuesday and Thursday were dry, so none of our competitors had a chance to race here in the wet. So again, it's just wait and see what happens. We'll not know until we see what tomorrow brings.
And, of course, the wet tyre scenario slows down the action.
It does, yes, there's no doubt about that. But, as I say, the speeds are still high here. You know, we've got to give them an opportunity. We'll have to give them some laps of the course itself if we do run into wet conditions tomorrow. So it's just wait and see how things go tomorrow, see what the weather's like, and then make decisions around what time we plan to move forward. So that's sort of basically what happens.
The Northwest 200, you're making it safer and safer each year. We wish John McGuinness well in recovering. How are you making things safer this year? Any improvements, particularly, Mervyn?
Yeah, well, I mean, we, as you're aware, we have the capital funding from the Communities Minister when he was in office itself. We have 124,000, and as a result of that, we purchased upwards of 300 new safety bales. We have a number of curb protectors, we have pole protectors, we have new safety lights. So all those in our position around the course itself. So it gives us, it brings up more and more safety to the event, and that's what we continue to work on. It's just making it as safe as possible and progressing and moving forward. We risk assess, we have an event safety plan, we have an independent safety panel who assess the course itself. So we're well covered in that end of things, but we just keep progressing and work to make it as safe as we possibly can.
However, you've told the papers this week that the event's on borrowed time. Why?
That's on borrowed time because it's just not the money from government. That's basically the long and short of it, you know. We work on a very tight shoestring here. We're a non-profit-making organisation, the Northwest 200. We have good support from our council, from the Causeway Coast and Glens. We get funding from the Tourist Board. And that's, our main funders, as well as our title sponsor and individual race sponsors. But the government's not putting enough money into the event itself. You know, this is a major event on the North Coast, bringing in upwards of 10 million to the local economy in Northern Ireland. But yet, you know, we receive a pittance from government at the end of the day. So, you know, unless the whole thing changes, unless we have a bit of equality among events, then we're going to struggle in the future. And that's where we are at the present time.
You need open golf-style promotion every year. Is that feasible?
It is, yes. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the events which receive big money are, you know, are really good events. You know, our Irish Open here, our Open coming forward. There's been a number of other events in this country which receive big funding, you know, but there's no equality in the funding itself. They're great events. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, the Northwest 200 runs year on year on year type of thing, you know. And it's a fairly small amount of money as we receive from government. The problem is it's taken for granted. We run it. You know, we have a major event here on our doorstep, bringing thousands upon thousands of people to the North Coast. And, you know, we're just left to run it, and that's it. Whereas a lot of our events, just there's sizable amount of money put into them, which we feel is very unfair at the end of the day.
Can you charge more for pits area access? Because obviously the broad event has to remain free logistically, doesn't it?
It does at the end of the day. I mean, our main source of income is through the sale of programmes, through the grandstand sales, through the paddock sales. But, you know, you've got to be careful as well. You don't want to provide, you know, massive amount of loading on, you know, on those particular expenses for people who come to the event. You know, we've got to be careful around that. And it's difficult. It's an open event. People can come and watch it free of charge, park up at the York, park up at Metropole, watch it free of charge and go home. So that's our issue at the end of the day, you know.
Insurance is also through the roof for staging event. Just give us an indication about year on year how much it goes up by.
Well, our insurance for the Northwest 200 this year is £36,000, which gives us 30 million cover. It's a requirement by the governing body of the sport, but it's getting more and more and more expensive. And then at the end of the day, it's getting insurance companies who will handle it and keep it going. So it is getting more and more difficult, you know, particularly for internationals and national events in this country. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see how things progress from year on year type of thing to decide where we're going, what we're going to do.
Finally, Mervyn White, clerk of the Northwest Course, stalwart of the whole event, if you had one key bit of advice for fans, whether pedestrians, bikers or drivers or their passengers heading up, what would it be?
For tomorrow, if people could arrive early at the circuit, the roads close at 9:15 tomorrow morning. We have 5 races tomorrow. Depending on weather conditions, we would like to try and progress and run those 5 races as quickly as we possibly can tomorrow. So if people come to the circuit early, get into position, support us by buying a program, which is our main source of income, and help us to continue with the event itself, and have a good day, enjoy the event, and as I say, we'll try and put on as good a spectacle as we can.